This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Students at Delta High School in Denver conducted a research project looking at mental health for students of color and found Latino students face worrying stigmas around mental health. History teacher Janet Damon.
One of the students said, you know, my parents didn't even believe that anxiety or depression were real things. They thought that was only another group that experienced that, that our culture, we don't have those things of anxiety and depression. And, you know, and some people talked about, like, if you even talk about mental health, other people will shun you. They won't, they'll think there's something wrong with you and that they might in turn have something wrong with them if they're associating with you. So these were things that we unraveled because their questions were so powerful.
Only 5% of school psychologists in the Denver Public School District speak Spanish. Wildlife officials are fielding more calls over worrisome bears than last year. CPR Stina Sieg reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's received more than 3,600 bear calls so far this year, several hundred more than by the same time last year. Wildlife managers across the state say they're seeing more human-bear conflicts within city limits in particular, perhaps worsened by the drought as bears travel farther to find food before hibernating. To help keep bears away, CPW urges people to secure their trash cans, remove bird feeders, close garages, and lock their car and house doors. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. It is 12:06 on Monday, October 17th. In Denver today, the high will be 65 degrees, and in Colorado Springs, the high will be 61.